Hey everyone, welcome back to day 18 of the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Producer Dave. Happy to be here. You ready?
Yeah!
It's exciting. Let's do this. Day 18. We're going to be talking about forgiveness today. Wow. Big topic. You ready? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Daily Santa Podcast. It is day 18, and we are happy to have you back again with us. Christmas is almost here, only a few more days together. Are you excited, Selfie?
Twinkle, I am so excited. Yay, we're back at day 18. Hi everyone, this is Selfie.
The Daily Santa Podcast is such a fun way to count down to the holidays. Join us every day as we count down to Christmas together. Santa, what do you think? Shall we start the show? All right, let's go. Producer Dave, what can we look forward to today on the show?
Yeah, Twinkle, we're going to talk today about being more kind and forgiving and less grumpy.
Hey.
Do you guys know anybody who just seems grumpy?
Hey.
At this time of year, some people get pretty grumpy. So today we want to talk about how we can show forgiveness and let it go.
I heard that we had another country added to our list of podcast listeners.
Is that exciting? We have a listener, and they are from Gaza in Palestine. Yeah, which is amazing. So, hello and greetings from the North Pole to our friends in Gaza. Thank you for listening.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you for listening in Gaza. Carla, we have some amazing countries listening to the show. Let's give them some holiday facts today on the podcast.
Hi everyone, this is Carla with more Christmas facts. Isn't it great to have Selfie here with us? An official elf, our podcast, every day. We are so lucky to have Selfie.
Yeah.
I wanted to share some elf facts with everyone. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Ready, Selfie?
Uh-huh.
Elf jobs. Santa's village at the North Pole is a big community.
Yeah.
Since many people live in the village, including all the elves and Santa and his family, there are many jobs available. Most of the jobs are for the elves. Many of them work in Santa's workshop making toys.
Mm-hmm.
Elves make toys throughout the entire year, not just during Christmas.
Right.
Making toys keeps the elves busy throughout the year. Some take care of Santa's reindeer, and others bake cookies. And make candies. There are schools for elf children, so some elves are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers teach elves how to read and write. They teach them about history, science, and technology. There are also classes on wrapping presents and bow making. Elf children get homework every night and also have to take tests. One of the biggest jobs at the North Pole is working in the mail department.
Mm.
The elves go through all Santa's letters from children and make sure that each and everyone is read by Santa. On Christmas Eve, Santa's elves also help prepare Santa's sleigh for his long journey ahead. Some elves are chosen to ride with Santa and help deliver presents. It takes a wonderful elf community to make Christmas happen each year. Every little thing they do makes Christmas a success each year. Thanks, Selfie, for all you do.
Thanks, Carla. Yesterday, we threw out a challenge at the end of the podcast on day 17. Did you hear it on the show yesterday?
Oh, Twinkle, I loved the challenge that Producer Dave gave us in the last episode. I loved it. It was such a great episode yesterday. I just threw so much love here during the podcast. I love being here on the Daily Santa Podcast. Are those enough hints as to the challenge? I love challenges, by the way.
Producer Dave gave us a challenge to go back and count the number of times the word love was used in that episode. Did you go back and count? Let us know if you did. What was the number? Here is today's Christmas poem. It is called, I've been waiting for Christmas. I've been waiting for Christmas. And it's almost here. I've been waiting for Christmas. Santa's getting near. Can't you hear the sleigh bells ringing? Reindeer up so high. Can't you hear the children singing as they watch the sky? A reminder from Santa that although it is fun to stay up late and watch the sky to see Santa's sleigh, staying up late might delay his visit to your home. Santa is asking that everyone go to bed early this year so that he can ensure that he visits every home on Christmas Eve. Santa, thanks you. Kendall is in the newsroom. Let's head over to her now for a quick update.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Stay on top of everything at our website, DailySantaPodcast.com, that is DailySantaPodcast.com. Today's news is brought to you by Dandy Mart, your local elf grocery store of the heart. This week's special features carrots, buy one, get three free. Limited quantities, shop early and save at Dandy Mart. In local news, Marshmallow, our beloved and celebrated snowman, is asking for the elf public's help in locating his missing nose. Marshmallow lost his carrot recently and has asked that if anyone finds it, that they return it immediately. Marshmallow cannot smell without it, and, although everything smells like a carrot, when a carrot is in fact your nose, Marshmallow would like it returned. In other news, a post turtle has been located at our local North Pole Zoo. What is a post turtle? We go now to the zoo and our reporter Walter for more information.
This is Walter from the Santa Daily News on scene for a startling discovery at the North Pole Zoo. A post turtle has been located. I repeat, a post turtle has been located. Crowds are gathering, and excitement is growing as elves crowd into the zoo for this amazing event. So what is a post turtle? Well, it is, basically, a turtle on top of a wooden post. That's right, a turtle on top of a wooden post. You may be asking yourself, what is so special about a turtle on top of a wooden post? What makes a post turtle so unique is not the turtle, nor the wooden post. It is how the turtle ended up on top of the post. Turtles are not known for their climbing abilities, so the fact that a turtle is on top of a 4-foot-high wooden post is a real head-scratcher. How did the turtle get up on top of this post? We will be following this story closely and provide an update on the situation. We will keep you posted on any updates. Back to you in the newsroom.
Thanks, Walter, for the scoop on this rare post turtle sighting. If you come across news, please contact us in the newsroom at 555-NEWS. Now for our evening weather report, we go now to a guy that shells out all the weather details. Over to you.
Thanks, Kendall. More snow in the forecast, but I will keep you posted if anything changes.
Thanks for that. And finally, with only 7 days to Christmas, the final preparations are now underway for Santa's reception party after the big Christmas Eve trip around the world. This year we are pleased to announce that special musical guest Elf Sheeran will be here to perform. Elf Sheeran will perform all of his elf hits like Perfect Elf, Shape of Elves, Vote Elf, Elf on the Hill, and an appropriate hit for the North Pole, Shivers. Show will start Christmas Day at 7 p.m., all elves and their families are welcome. When you are looking for the news that matters, look no further than the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Thanks, Kendall. Our topic today is about forgiving others. We need to forgive others, and just like in the movie Frozen, we need to let it go.
Oh, I love the movie Frozen. Let it go. Let it go. Yes, what a great movie. And we live in the North Pole, where it's frozen. Olaf is like in town on our visiting the North Pole this weekend.
If we do this, it will bring peace in their lives and relationships. Santa is concerned with a lack of forgiveness. There are friends that do not talk to each other because of something that has happened. Families that do not get together because of something that happened long ago. people not talking to each other because they are angry. Does this sound like a list of people that would be on Santa's nice list? If we can't forgive and let it go, we can't love and be there for each other. Your friend breaks your favorite toy, do you forgive them? Someone hurts your feelings, can you forgive them and let it go? Someone does something that makes you very angry, can you forgive them? Here are 10 ways to forgive others. 1. Forgiveness with no conditions. Forgive regardless of the other person's response. Forgiving someone for what they have done or said is more for us than for them really. We stop letting what they have done hurt us when we forgive and let it go. 2. It's not about being right. When you forgive someone, it should never be about being right. 3. No rules. By placing rules on our forgiveness, we are not truly forgiving. If you make my bed for the next week, I will forgive you. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is given without rules or conditions. 4. It might take time. Forgiveness can't be forced. Nothing gets solved. Give it time. 5. There are always two sides to forgiveness. We really only see our side of an issue. We need to be able to see things from the other side. Our side is only part of the story. Forgiving is much easier when we know the whole story and not just half of it. 6. Don't hide forgiveness. When we don't forgive, it can lead to all sorts of future problems. We start to not like people that we haven't forgiven. We see someone that we haven't forgiven and we turn and walk the other way. We don't even want to see them or talk to them ever again. This can be painful for you and the other person. Forgiveness is like a bridge that connects two people that have been separated. 7. The inside eventually comes pouring out. When we don't forgive people, it can change us and make us not a fun person to be around. We become part of the problem over time. 8. Giving forgiveness helps us to be humble and not proud. Be mindful of the needs of others. 9. The golden rule. Treat others as we wish to be treated ourselves. What if we made a mistake and did something wrong? How would we want the other person to treat us? Would we want their forgiveness if we made the mistake? However we want to be treated, we need to treat people in the same way. 10. Forgiveness does not keep score. We all want to be forgiven. Then tell them to do likewise. Forgiveness is not like sports. In sports we keep score of the points. We put the score up on the board so that all can see. Some people keep score of all the bad things that other people have done and do not forgive and let it go. When we throw away the bad thing that happened, it means we don't remind the person again that they did it. It means we start over. Our homework today, to think of one person that we need to forgive and then tell them that we forgive them. Forgiveness is a great way to stay on Santa's nice list. Yeah! Selfie, you mentioned to me that you had a story that you wanted to share today about a carrot and a lie. This sounds interesting. Can you tell us the story?
You know, I have a story. I did something wrong. Yeah. Remember my neighbor, Marshmallow, the snowman? Yeah, we're good friends. Except, one day, his nose fell off. And that was interesting. His nose is a carrot. And he didn't even realize that he had lost it. I went outside, and on the ground is this beautiful carrot. And I thought, oh, I love carrots. Put a little sugar on that. So I took the carrot and brought it into my house and put it in the fridge. And then there was a knock on my door and I'm like, uh-oh. Hello? And it was Marshmallow, and he was looking for his carrot, his nose. And he asked me if I saw it, and I could have told the truth. But I was afraid, so I said, no, I haven't seen your nose. Which I found outside and was in my fridge. And he was sad, and he left. And I felt so bad that I told a lie, and I had his carrot, I had his nose, so I couldn't sleep, so I took his carrot back to him, and I said I'm sorry, and Marshmallow is such a great snowman that he forgave me and said, it's okay, Selfie, thank you. For being honest, and all this time I thought Marshmallow was going to be mad and not want to be my friend, but because
because I told the truth, and because Snowman forgave me, we are still great friends. And if I ever find Marshmallow's nose on the ground again, I will never lie. I will take it to Marshmallow and say, "Marshmallow, I found your nose." And I promise not to eat it, even though I love carrots with sugar. So there is a story. Make sure that you always tell the truth. You don't lie. And if you hurt somebody's feelings or do something bad, that you forgive people and treat people the way you want to be treated. And if we all do that every day, not just at Christmas, I think the world will be a much better place, and no one will lose their nose ever again. So that's my story. Did you like it? Is it? Was it good? Oh, my phone's going off. Sorry, I gotta get this. Snowman is calling. Here's my phone. I gotta get this. Snowman's calling when we're going out for pizza.
Thanks, Selfie. You are correct. If we make a mistake, we need to apologize and ask for forgiveness. I like that you said that next time, if you find another carrot on the ground, and you know that it is not yours, that you will take it to the person or snowman that might have lost it, instead of hiding it. How wonderful of Marshmallow the snowman to forgive you so that you can keep your great friendship. It is good to have good neighbors that tell the truth and that forgive when we make a mistake. Great story, Selfie. Thank you everyone for another great show. Tomorrow we are going to look at how we can be more helpful. Helping others will definitely get our names on the nice list. We will be back for day 19 and we hope you will join us.
Yeah guys, thank you for being a part of day 18. Like, we only have a few more days left. It's so much fun to do this podcast for you. And yeah, if you could share it, we would love it. And you know, sharing is caring. How's that? Yes.
Please share the Daily Santa podcast with your friends and family. We would love to add even more listeners to the Daily Santa podcast family. Christmas is coming. Happy holidays.
And you're right. You stayed to the end. Welcome to the end. Ta-da. We have a couple bloopers for you. Hope you enjoy this. Hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll see you tomorrow on day 19. What? See you tomorrow.
Hey guys, this is Selfie, and I have a secret. I brought my phone into the studio today. It's hiding under the table, so only you and I know that it's here. So, as long as nobody calls me, we should be good. So, Producer Dave's looking at me, so I gotta act cool. You know, cool, like, there's nothing going on. Oh, no. Twinkle, is that your phone, Twinkle? Kendall, I think your phone is... Kendall, your phone is ringing. No, you don't have a phone? Yeah, Producer Dave, that's me!
This is Walter from the Santa Daily News on scene for a startling discovery at the Turtle Pole Zoo. I mean, the North Pole Zoo. That's embarrassing. Let's take it from the top. Okay, that will be edit point 26. How are my levels? Everything sound okay on your end?
Yeah!
Okay, good. Let's see if I can get a statement from the turtle.
Yay!
Excuse me, Post Turtle, can you tell us what is happening here today? Are you trying to send a message to the world by sitting on top of this wooden post? Post Turtle? Well, the turtle is now looking at me. The turtle does not seem to have anything to say at this point.
Aww.
The turtle is just staring at me, his little feet swimming in the air, high atop of his wooden post perch. This is the weirdest assignment I have been given as a reporter in a long time. Okay, let's reset and get back to the story. In 3, 2, 1, and go.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the podcast. What is the name of this podcast? Oh, yeah. I have several. This is the Daily Santa Podcast. Right? Yeah, that's what we're recording. I could say selfie right through the window. Yes, of course. This is the Daily Santa Podcast. Sometimes I forget which one I'm doing, but this is going to be fun. So, thank you, Selfie. Yes. Yes. Again, please put the phone away. We want to record, right? Okay. We want a good recording. We want good sound for our amazing listeners around the world. Yeah! Let's do our best, everyone. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go.